May the Lord help us to commence by singing hymn 278. I know the Lord is nigh, and would but cannot pray, for Satan meets me when I try, and frights my soul away. Hymn 278.
Thank you.
There are three portions from God's holy word this morning. The first is from the book of Job, chapter 37, and then two psalms, Psalm 29 and Psalm 144. The book of Job, chapter 37. At this also my heart trembleth, and is moved out of his place. Hear attentively the noise of his voice, and the sound that goeth out of his mouth. He directeth it under the whole heaven, and his lightning unto the ends of the earth. After it a voice roareth, he thundereth with the voice of his excellency, and he will not stay them when his voice is heard. God thundereth marvellously with his voice. Great things doeth he, which we cannot comprehend. For he saith to the snow, Be thou on the earth, likewise to the small rain, and to the great rain of his strength. He sealeth up the hand of every man, that all men may know his work. Then the beasts go into dens and remain in their places. Out of the south cometh the whirlwind, and cold out of the north. By the breath of God frost is given, and the breadth of the waters is straitened. Also by watering he wearieth the thick cloud. He scattereth his bright cloud, and it is turned round about by his counsels, that they may do whatsoever he commandeth them upon the face of the world in the earth. He causeth it to come, whether for correction, or for his land, or for mercy. Hearken unto this, O Job. Stand still and consider the wondrous works of God. Dost thou know when God disposed them and caused the light of his cloud to shine? Dost thou know the balancings of the clouds, the wondrous works of him which is perfect in knowledge? How thy garments are warm, when he quieteth the earth by the south wind? Hast thou with him spread out the sky, which is strong, and as a molten looking glass? Teach us what we shall say unto him, for we cannot order our speech by reason of darkness. Shall it be told him that I speak? If a man speak, surely he shall be swallowed up. And now men see not the bright light which is in the clouds, but the wind passeth and cleanseth them. Fair weather cometh out of the north. With God is terrible majesty. Touching the Almighty, we cannot find him out. He is excellent in power and in judgment and in plenty of justice. He will not afflict. Men do therefore fear him. He respecteth not any that are wise of heart. And now Psalm 29. Psalm 29. Give unto the Lord, O ye mighty, give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth. The Lord is upon many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaketh the cedars. Yea, the Lord breaketh the cedars of Lebanon. He maketh them also to skip like a calf, Lebanon and Syrian like a young unicorn. The voice of the Lord divideth the flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shaketh the wilderness. The Lord shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord maketh the hinds to calve, and discovereth the forests. And in his temple doth every one speak of his glory. The Lord sitteth upon the flood. Yea, the Lord sitteth king for ever. The Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. And now we turn to Psalm 144. Psalm 144. Blessed be the Lord my strength, which teacheth my hands to war and my fingers to fight. My goodness and my fortress, my high tower and my deliverer, my shield and he in whom I trust, who subdueth my people under me. Lord, what is man that thou takest knowledge of him, or the son of man that thou makest account of him? Man is like to vanity, his days are as a shadow that passeth away. Bow thy heavens, O Lord, and come down. Touch the mountains, and they shall smoke. Cast forth lightning and scatter them. Shoot out thine arrows and destroy them. Send thine hand from above. Rid me and deliver me out of great waters, from the hand of strange children, whose mouth speaketh vanity, and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood. I will sing a new song unto thee, O God, upon a psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings will I sing praises unto thee. It is he that giveth salvation unto kings, who delivereth David his servant from the hurtful sword. Rid me and deliver me from the hand of strange children, whose mouth speaketh vanity, and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood. That our sons may be as plants grown up in their youth, that our daughters may be as cornerstones, polished after the similitude of a palace. That our garners may be full, affording all manner of store. that our sheep may bring forth thousands and ten thousands in our streets, that our oxen may be strong to labour, that there be no breaking in nor going out, that there be no complaining in our streets. Happy is that people that is in such a case. Yea, happy is that people whose God is the Lord. Amen. May the Lord bless his word to our souls, and now help his servant in prayer.
May the Lord indeed bless the reading of his holy word of truth. And now help us, teach us to pray. O thou almighty God, thou that rulest and reignest, none can stay thy hand, none can say unto thee, what doest thou? Lord, once more, sinners would come before thee, sinners would approach, and Lord, grant a humble reverence, grant a drawing in thy fear, but oh, to come to a throne, oh, to come to a place of pure gold, oh, to come to a blood-sprinkled mercy seat, to come to a precious promise, there I will meet with thee. For Lord, it is sinners that would come. And Lord, as we gather in this cause of truth once more, Lord, much calls to confess, much cause to look back, and Lord, it is with shame we confess our sin, the sin that does so easily beset us, get at us, surround us, Lord, and it drags us. And Lord, we know a body of sin and death. One cried out, O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? But Lord, we would look to Jesus, one kind and strong. We would look to Jesus, mercy joined with power. Oh, do draw souls then this morning. Draw souls away, draw souls above. Draw souls to run after thee, leaving those things behind to press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. O Lord, do thou come, rend the heavens and come down, do our souls good. Lord, thou knowest where we each dwell. Leave us not, Lord, to come up just out of habit, just because we've been brought up in it, Lord, but oh, do Grant a blessed as the hart panteth after the water brook, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. And Lord, as we come, we would have a true spirit of thankfulness. For Lord, we are not worthy of the least of all the mercies thou hast shown. And yet, Lord, we do know thy mercies continually. Mercies new every morning. We know great is thy faithfulness. And Lord, such a contrast to a wretched sinner. How deserving sinner. Lord, help us then to bear one another's burdens rightly. And Lord, help us to bear the dear children before thee. Thou hast blessed with dear children in this house of prayer. Each, Lord, as a precious, never-dying soul. Put them in the hearts. Dear parents, grandparents, loved ones, mothers, fathers in Israel, in this house of prayer. For this child I prayed, that they may be kept. For Lord, it is an evil day and generation they are born into. But Lord, blessed be thy holy name. It is Jesus Christ the same, yesterday, today, and forever. Lord, some of us can look back to those yesterdays. And Lord, thou wast good. And Lord, thou canst, Lord, still bless. Thou canst still teach. Thou canst, Lord, with the dear children, still come and stand and speak as thou didst, dear Samuel. Thou canst, as thou didst, dear Lydia, whose heart the Lord opened, prove I will work and who shall let it. Lord, in much mercy then, work in dear families, dear loved ones. Lord, may they prove is anything too hard for the Lord. I will all thy burdens bear, I will all thy needs supply. But Lord, above all in their souls, oh, do draw them. May they be blessedly found looking unto Jesus in it all. All the way the Lord thy God hath led thee. In much mercy. Do remember, Lord, those that bear the burden and heat of the day. They may be younger. They may be older. Lord, we do pray that thou would be very gracious. And Lord, thou knowest the sadness. Thou knowest the great mountains, the crooked things, the rough places. Thou knowest where the enemy works. Thou knowest where sin drags us to at times. Lord, but oh, to prove the Lord God omnipotent reigning, all in thy hands. Lord, all at thy command. Oh, to prove then he it is that doth go before thee, to make crooked things straight, rough places plain. Those that need thee, Lord, to blessedly fulfill impossibilities. Oh, Lord, appear for them. Lord, blessedly work in them, through them, to thy honour, to thy glory. Lord, to prove, here it is that doth go forth weeping, bearing that is precious. Lord, see, will return, doubtless return, bringing his sheaves with him. In much mercy, Lord, remember those older in years, those that know affliction, those that know sorrow, those that walk a weeping pathway. Lord, those that know an increasing coming down. Oh, may there be, Lord, that blessedly shines through it all. Lord, draw them, Lord, away. Draw them above. Lord, it is down to hoar hairs. It is, Lord, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Lord, in much mercy then, do remember those may be connected with us, Lord, whether in the hospital, in the home, Lord, whether unable to get up to thy house this day, draw near to them. Lord, come, and thou canst, Lord, in the hospital ward. Thou canst come when laid upon the bed. Lord, oh, in thy time and in thy way, even so, come quickly, Lord Jesus, that thy day may not pass without a touch, without a help, without an encouragement. Lord, blessing, if it be thy most holy will. Strengthen each dear deacon. Lord, help them. Wisdom, knowledge, do grant it. And may this church and people, Lord, be bound in thy love and in thy fear. Keep the enemy from them. Keep the doors of thy house. Constantly deliver from all evil. Constantly lead not into temptation. Kept by the power of God. Lord, they need it. We need it. And Lord, little cause at home, where thy people gather, and thy servants, Lord, do open their mouth wide. Do thou fill it. Lead into the truth as it is in Jesus. Build on that rock, that one foundation, Jesus Christ and him crucified. And Lord, thou hast blessed in this house of prayer. We humbly stand in sacred awe. What hath God wrought? Thou hast proved thy word, the smell of the field that the Lord hath blessed. But oh, may there be others also. Thou that didst say, other sheep I have, them also I must bring. Lord, it is done as thou hast commanded, and yet there is room. Oh, may souls, Lord, be exercised, drawn. Lord, go out to thy holy word of truth and humbly plead it before thee. Oh, grant a wrestling, Lord, a wrestling to bring forth. To thy honour, to thy glory, not unto us, O Lord, not unto us. O, I will work, and who shall let him? We humbly plead it before thee once more, and we give thanks. Lord, do hear prayer then. Thou knowest each burden, each need this day. May thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Lord, thou that didst say, certainly I will be with thee. Feed the sheep, Lord, feed the lambs. Send none, not one, Lord, empty away. Satisfy the desire of the soul. And Lord, go out into the highways, hedges, in this house of prayer, about this house of prayer, about the causes of truth. Great is our need in our poor land. Lord, we are proving. O Israel, thou hast destroyed thyself. But Lord, thy word doesn't end there. But in me is thy help. Lord, great is our need. We humbly plead then, thou that hast helped us hitherto, O help in our poor land, help in our royal house, help, Lord, Prime Minister and her ministers, rule and overrule for good in our Parliament, yet appear for us, have mercy upon us, and O raise up, Lord, thou art able of these stones, to raise up children of Abraham. Lord, raise up men, women of prayer. Those, Lord, burdened and brought as dear Hezekiah to turn to the wall and pray to the Lord. Didst thou not deliver them, Lord? And canst thou not deliver, Lord, our poor, wretched, sinful land once more. We're of it, Lord. We're accountable. Lord, we would confess it. But oh, help now in the singing of the hymns. Have mercy upon us. And oh, lift us above. For Jesus Christ's sake, we ask it.
Hymn 915. Why, O my soul, art thou dismayed? Why in these tents of sorrow groan? On what have thy fond hopes been stayed? Still seeking rest, but finding none. Hymn 915.
and complete dependence on the Lord for needed help. I direct your prayerful attention to the portion that we read in the book of Job. Job chapter 37, and two words found at the beginning of verse 3. Job chapter 37 and verse 3. He directeth. The whole verse reads, it under the whole heaven, and his lightning unto the ends of the earth. He directeth. Last Lord's Day evening, the Lord, I believe, laid upon me a text from this chapter. Dost thou know the balancings of the clouds, the wondrous works of him which is perfect in knowledge? As we began to read the chapter that evening in the Lord's house, came to these two words, and I cannot describe to you the power. I'd never noticed them before, but oh, they went home to my soul with divine power. And immediately my thoughts, I trust, led by the Lord to you here, this cause of truth. He directeth. Would you know it any different? Would you know any other way, individually or collectively, in this house of prayer? But first of all, a little of the context of the word. The words spoken, we are told, by Elihu, wasn't one of those original three that spoke to Job, as those words, as that debate, as some say, went to and fro. No, this younger man waited. But this younger man had that burden on his soul. And I do not believe that it is insignificant and should be just passed over, as it were, that Elihu spake last, but just before the Lord spake. Then the next chapter begins, the Lord answered Job out of the whirlwind and said, who is this that darkeneth counsel by words without knowledge? Where wast thou when I laid the foundation of the earth? He directeth in the order of his word. My mind went back to a dear old servant of Christ many years ago, when I sat under the sound of the ministry at home. And the dear man must have had that laid upon him, a word, a from the book of Job, a word from that Elihu was given to speak. For every word, all scripture given by the inspiration of God. And what that dear old Lord's servant, and he was an old man even in those days, said was there was more of divine truth spoken by this one in the book of Job. He felt it as the Lord's servant on Zion's walls and burdened by the word the Lord had given him to speak. He directeth then, and it is a direction from on high. It is not a direction of this earth. It is not the voice of man. It is not from the words of man. It is here in God's word. And there is authority with it. Divine authority. Authority as those that had to come back. They were commanded to go and arrest the Lord Jesus. They had to come back empty. Why have ye not brought him? Never man spake like this man. And oh, you dear younger ones and older ones, the voice of the Lord is powerful. It may be as the voice of many waters. It may be a still, small voice. Both of those are in the Word of God, but they are both powerful. And not of this earth. There is, as we read in those Psalms, there is majesty with them. There is power with them. There is holiness with them. There is a sacred awe with them. And there is a true humbling down there in the very dust for the sinner at the voice of the Lord, at his almighty sovereign direction speaking. This is the way, walk ye in it. And when he directeth, there is an expression, take it or leave it. No, that's an expression of man or woman. But it's not of Almighty God. He directeth. And this voice must and will be obeyed. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. He directeth. And so you may be found, as it were, hidden in some seat in this house of prayer. But the Lord God, omnipotent, reigneth, and when he directeth, his word will find you out. I've known times when his word spoken in his house, I've been in the furthest seat, as it were, back of the gallery in that house of prayer. But he directed. He directed his word that Lord's Day morning. And oh, so it could not be escaped from. I went out of the doors of his house that Lord's Day morning. I believe it could be described in a state of physical shock. The Lord had spoken. He directed. Now, first of all, has his word ever been directed at you, sinner? Has there been that arrow that pierces deep, even to the joints and marrow of the heart? You'll never escape what he has spoken. The Lord and the Lord alone. I am the Lord that healeth thee, can do the convicted sinner any good. I love that word in the first chapter, I think it is, in the first general epistle of John. The blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth from all sin. He directed. So he directs his word in his time and in his way. And oh, he blessedly directs the sinner to look again toward his holy temple. No other name under heaven whereby we can, must be saved. But oh, blessedly, blessedly, sinner, I, if I be lifted up, will draw all men. He directeth. What did the Lord Jesus say? What did the Lord Jesus do when he appeared to those carrying away, those hidden away, those beaten, those that had no understanding, those disciples, and yet gathered together in all their sadness, in all that had come to pass in that room? It is I. Be not afraid. Behold my hands and my feet. He directed. The blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth. Oh, sinner, cleanseth all sin. But you don't know my heart. You don't know my pathway. You don't know my life. So he directeth. He directeth through his word. And oh, soul, I can go with you in despair. I can walk the pathway, walk those steps in darkness, in despair, hell before. I was certain of it. But he directed, who can tell? Before I reached the end of that walk, there was a blessed hope raised up. It's through his word. It's through his direction. Come back to it again. So may the Lord seal it to your soul. Never man spake like this man. He directed. Yes. Solemnly directed. And blessedly directed. Now, for a few moments, he directeth. What has the Lord spoken? I cannot answer the question for you, but each heart knows. Go back to it again. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. It stands so. And it stands on that rock, which is Christ. It stands on what God hath wrought. It stands, his ways past finding out, unsearchable. He directeth. May indeed be tried. Will be tried. Faith, though the smallest, shall surely be tried. But oh, so he directs back. Thou shalt remember all the way the Lord thy God led thee. Now perhaps a word of encouragement for a younger one. He directeth. You know, he can direct his word. Blessedly open it up. Can direct where to open his word. He can direct certain words, maybe written, some monument, some wall, maybe some poster these days. He directed. The Lord spoke solemnly, powerfully to me, words on a gravestone. They'd been written over 100 years before, but they lived. He directed. But what in his house? What of in his house? What of through his servant? He directeth. You ever known a time when one of his servants has come up and it's as if all the word for you, sinner. Oh, all the word for your soul. It's as if the Lord's messenger in the Lord's message knew all about it from beginning to end, because he directed. But then, whatever that may be, perhaps it's been a long season. Perhaps it seems now that power, what was spoken, now dead, now buried. Turn to it. You can't make it live. You can't give it that resurrection power. But oh soul, there is a pathway to his word, he directed. When the Lord Jesus came, response, I believe we could call it prayer. Dear Mary, dear Martha, he whom thou lovest is sick. He didn't come immediately, but he did come. How did the Lord Jesus come? Groaning in himself, he cometh to the grave. He directeth. The pathway is the pathway the Lord Jesus has walked down. He directeth. The footsteps of the flock, a taking up of the cross and following the Lamb whithersoever he goeth, not turning from it to the right hand or to the left. Was it Caleb? When there was that blessing spoken of Caleb, he hath followed me fully. Can you say that, soul? He that putteth his hand to the plough and turning back is not fit for the kingdom of God. He directeth, and he can bring back. What I wanted to get to was a burden on my soul, a burden before the Lord, and not one of a good number of servants of Christ, and they were servants, I truly believe, of the Most High God, but not one spoke of this burden, not one of this exercise. And it concerned me greatly. This was between my soul and Almighty God. He directed. He had no uncertain sound in the beginning. But what now? Where was it now? And the old enemy worked, you know. But he directed. To a throne, to a place of prayer. He blessedly directed, there I will meet with thee, to lay help upon one that is mighty. Lord, if this is real, if this is before thee, open their mouth, Lord, that they may be led into it, that thy will may be done in earth as it is in heaven. But Lord, if it's not thy way, take it all away. He directed. You know, in the Lord's time and in his way, I believe it was a period of 2 or 3 months. Those same servants of the Lord Jesus, he directed every single one into the truth as it is in Jesus. He directed the time, the means, the mode, as the hymn writer says. It was all in his power. Blessed be his holy name. It was the truth as it is in Jesus. It was, this is the way. Walk ye in it. It was to encourage, it was to strengthen, it was to blessedly lead to that rock which is Christ. He directed. And such that instead of going up to his house wondering whether the Lord would speak, whether he would speak through his word, whether he would speak through the hymns, whether he would speak through his sermon. I knew. I stood on that rock which is Christ. He directeth. They're in his hand. Blessed be his holy name. Their command is to serve him. Their command is to feed the flock with food convenient. He directeth. No, in the Lord's time and in the Lord's way, may he, in this house of prayer, grant pastors indeed after mine own heart, pastor, to feed with knowledge and understanding, to feed the flock. He directeth to carry the burden of souls. Blessed be his holy name. He directeth in these things. Now then, soul, he directeth. What is the way? What is the cross? Here, dear Elihu, he speaks, my heart trembleth. Do you know that? Moved out of his place. Do you know that? Hear attentively the noise of his voice. There is that describes the storm. There is that describes the sound of thunder. There is that goeth out, the sound that goeth out of his mouth. And the next verse, the verse with our text in, he directeth under the whole heaven, and his lightnings unto the ends of the earth. A voice roareth, thundereth, voice of his excellency. He will not stay them when his voice is heard. It will be heard. Blessed blessed be his holy name. There's no escape from it. He directeth the Lord Jesus on one occasion. And it's there early, I think it's in Dear Luke. There was that one in the midst, the synagogue, there was a man, spirit of an unclean devil, cried out with a loud voice, saying, "Let us alone. What have we to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth?" The Lord commanded that unclean spirit, rebuked him, saying, "Hold thy peace and come out of him." And when the devil had thrown him in the midst, he came out of him and hurt him not. And they were all amazed and spake among themselves, saying, "What a word is this? For with authority and power he commandeth the unclean spirits, and they come out." Authority and power he commandeth. I just want to touch this. He directeth. When I first started work, I worked for naval officers, Royal Navy officers. And they were under military discipline, military direction. And I remember an officer telling me about a courts-martial, that's what they call a military court. You appear before these three, generally, senior officers, and there's a sword on the table before them, and they hear all the evidence, they hear what has to be said, and all the account of whatever it has, whatever has taken place. And then at the end, the court martial retires, and when the defendant comes again before the court, that sword, it will either be pointing direct to them, or the hilt or the handle of the sword will be pointing to them. If the sword, if the blade of the sword is pointing direct at them, they are guilty. The court has found them guilty. You think about that. Not a word spoken, but that whoever it is comes before that court, knowing he stands guilty. He directeth. Is there a sword pointed at you, soul? Can you say, before Almighty God, that you know and have done his will? He directeth. Why did that word come with such power last Sunday evening? Why these two of all the thousands of words in the Word of God? Why these two words? Why was I directed to this portion? Why these two words? The Lord knows. He directed. So, he directeth. The Lord, in the book of Daniel, there's much of this word. And in the pathway, are you being taught? Are you being led to know, to do his will? The Lord knows. It was through that dream, you will remember, that Nebuchadnezzar of old dreamed. The Lord gave. In the night seasons, dear Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they praised, they gave thanks unto the Lord, that he'd appeared in, that he'd opened to them. But as he stood and opened it all in that court of old, he directed. Blessed be his holy name. What to? Yes, there's all those things concerning that great image. He directeth. And in the days of these kings shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom, which shall never be destroyed, and his kingdom shall not be left to other people, and it shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. For as much as thou sawest that stone cut out of the mountain without hand, and that it break in pieces the iron, the brass, the clay, the silver, and the gold, the great God, you listen, soul, the great God hath made known to the king what shall come to pass hereafter. And the dream is certain, and the interpretation thereof sure. He directed. They are words found in his eternal word. And oh, blessed be his holy name. He directed. The word of the Lord shall stand. The word of the Lord shall come to pass. So, does it make you tremble? Does it make you hasten to get down in the very dust to confess and to humbly be led? Speaking at home, a few months back, I think it was, but I'd never seen it before. As I trust the Lord opened it up. What we call the Lord's Prayer. What we call that the Lord Jesus taught his disciples. It begins blessing high language. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. And can you say it? Have you said it? Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. How does that the Lord taught his disciples end? For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory for ever and ever. Amen. There's a divine seal. There's a divine authority. And he will have all the honor, all the glory. Blessed, blessed be his holy name. He directeth. So, oh, may there be then that humbly, that prayerfully, confessed before him, Lord, help a sinner, a trembling sinner. Lord, strengthen a trembling sinner to lay help upon one that is mighty, to know and prove what dear Peter calls exceeding great and precious promises, and they are. He directs to them, fear thou not, for I am with thee. I will hold thy right hand. It speaks of a blessed closeness. It speaks of something known and something felt. Fear not then, worm Jacob. Can you come in with that? Poor Job could, couldn't he? When the Lord spake, there he was now. Words had finished. The time of words finished, so Moses came to that also before, stood on the shores of the Red Sea. Wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak to the children of Israel that they go forward the impossible way, but the Lord's way. Then Job answered the Lord and said, behold, I am vile. What shall I answer thee? I will lay mine hand upon my mouth. I have spoken. Once have I spoken. But I will not answer. Yea, twice. But I will proceed no further. The Lord would bless the dear man. The Lord would strengthen the dear man. The Lord would work to his honour, to his glory. He directeth, and the whole book of Job is for the encouragement of poor, fearful sinners, afflicted sinners, sorrowing sinners. Oh, there is that blessedly, gloriously shines through it. Blessed, blessed be his holy name. Amen.
The collections last Lord's Day were £680, for which we're very thankful. God willing, Mr. John Rosier will preach on Tuesday evening. There'll be a prayer meeting for the members on Friday evening, and Mr. Chapman will preach next Lord's Day and address the Sunday school in the afternoon. Let us close with hymn 988. Happiness, thou lovely name, where's thy seat? Oh, tell me where. Learning, pleasure, wealth and fame all cry out, it is not here. Hymn 988.
O Lord, do bless, abundantly bless, thine own pure word. Wash, cleanse all amiss. Help, bless in the dear Sunday school, the dear little ones, and the help those that teach this afternoon. Gather us again at the evening hour, if it be thy will. Now may the grace of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all.